time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? We're a weekly show. We're out on Thursday mornings here on MSONewsSports.com. Exciting show today. Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, K-Band Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Our final K-Band Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week for the winter, pretty much. I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to do because the season's winding down now. Tournament time, well, it's heating up for a lot of teams, but on K-Band, we're pretty much winding down. I know we got a few teams left here, but at the same time, we got our 12 or 13 athletes in for the season, so we're going to hold off and go look forward to the spring. So we'll start in early April, resume that, and get our dozen spring athletes. So exciting stuff. One of the most exciting things that happened in the tournament so far was absolutely worthy of a super moment.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
Right. Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week. We are going with the Masquinomet boys hockey. Why? Because Masquinomet knocked off the defending champs Canton 4-2. 4-2 with a huge comeback. They were down 2-1, a little over 4 minutes to go, and they just rocked it. And Canton was your number two seed, 15-4-2 coming into the tournament. Canton had a bye, then smoked North Attleboro. Masquinomet also had a bye and beat Hopkinton in OT 5-4. Moved on to Canton, had all kinds of energy despite that heart attack game against Hopkinton. And they set themselves up with that comeback victory with a date in the Elite Eight. And they're going to face Duxbury at Storm Arena Thursday night, tonight, 5 o'clock. Looking down to see if, we got Newburyport, who's going to Woburn to face Woburn. That's one of those rare hosting an Elite Eight game. It's not supposed to happen, but it's in the rules. It can work out that way on a predetermined site. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later. Tewksbury's still alive. They're the number one seed. So Masco's on the other side of that bracket. So, yeah, you could have an all-North Shore final, Masco and Newburyport. Wouldn't that be nice? But the Super Sub Shop, I mean, that's for Masco to come up with that. That's such a clutch performance. 15 seed, you know, beating the two seed. They're 15-7 now. Greatest comebacks in program history, the Salem News is calling it. Anthony Cervoni, a defenseman, tied the game with 4:06 to play. Senior Johnny Moreau nabbed the go-ahead goal. I'm reading right from the Salem News. 2:20 remaining. And leading scorer Ben Morrell iced it for Masco with an empty netter for his second goal of the game, a three-goal comeback. Prisacco had 36 saves in net. Moreau and Brady Ford had assists. Chieftains take on number 10 seed at Duxbury in the Elite Eight, like we said. So awesome news all around. So we're going to take a break. And on the other side, we are going to go with our K-Band Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week up first. It's going to be a Gloucester girls hockey player talking about their awesome season that ended in the tournament, but not before the team had a great run. After that, Moynihan Lumber. And then we'll just talk shop, talk postseason stuff in our final two segments. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here. We are with our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, and it's going to be a repeat visitor, Ella Costa. What's going on, Ella?
Nothing much.
Happy to have you on the show again. Of course, you're winning the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. That's awesome news. What's not great news, unfortunately, the fisherman season on the ice has ended. Valiant effort, tournament loss to Duxbury in the Sweet 16, though. I mean, for this program to just advance to that level is amazing. Let's start with the Duxbury game. You know, what were some of the things that went down and how were they able to kind of come out of there with the big victory over you guys?
Yeah, I think, I mean, they were definitely the best team we've played in our high school career. Yeah. So they were, it was hard to compete with them when we only had two lines. So, but, no, I think we played well. I think we played our hearts out. And I think it was, again, unfortunately we lost, but I think we did play. And just the fact that we could play with the team like that, we never would have thought we'd be able to do that at the beginning of the season or last season.
Yeah. Number one seed, you know, 19-3-0 coming into the tournament. You guys were at number 17 at 13-5-2. So very solid finishing you guys with 14 wins. So let's go back to the game before. I mean, the Fishermen getting that win over Walpole 4-2. Do you know the historical like significance of that? I mean, the girls hockey team, I don't remember. I mean, I could be way off. You guys could have won a game last year, but I just seem like it's been a while since they've been a tournament victory.
Yeah. I mean, since we've started the program up again, this is the first year we've made the tournament. So yeah. I think that's the year it became varsity again. And yeah, so it's exciting that we've got a win and even an away win. So
yeah. How many years has it been varsity since you were all four of your high school years or?
Yeah. Okay. All four.
Yeah. So it was, I'm assuming just every year, just incremental growth, like kept getting better and better. And this has got to be the most wins, right? Or
definitely.
Yeah. What put you guys over the edge? Was it just a matter of year after year, just getting better and better, like working harder in the off season? Like what would you attribute this awesome season to?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously we had a change in coaching staff, which I think helped us too. I think also it's like our senior year and a lot of us are coming off with a good field hockey season. And so I think we just really wanted to win, and we knew that we had the potential to be a team that could play and compete with other teams in our conference, like Winthrop and Peabody. And I think we proved that this year. So,
yeah. Was there like a season defining win, would you say, or even multiple wins that you guys, you know, some team you hadn't beaten in your career yet, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously like the Winthrop game, we usually get crushed by them like 8-1, 9-0. So to go into their rank and beat them was amazing, and they hadn't lost in their rank in a couple of years, I think. So, and then we tied them at home, but you know, taking those points from them was huge for us.
Yeah, that is that. It's always those wins that show just how much you've grown, you know. What were some of the things you think like were missing like last year? I know we talked about the coaching change. That can be a great burst of energy there for sure. New philosophies, and it just works. Anything particular on the ice? Were you a little stronger offensively this year, a little stronger defensively, or just kind of across the board, just stronger all around?
I think the offense was stronger this year. I think in past years, we've had a lot of, you know, the defense skating the ice a lot and like rushing the whole length. But this year, I think we would have like be more of a team and pass our way up the ice and set each other up and just, you know, work as a unit instead of individuals. I think that really helped us succeed in games.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you guys made the long road trip down to Duxbury, right? Or was it a neutral site the other day?
Oh, no, we went to Duxbury.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And unfortunately, the boys were playing at the same time, right? And they lost too, but that stinks. You know, how can't they just tweak that just a tad to all the fans can go to both games? You know, did you guys get less fans than usual? They did it to you in the first round too, right?
Yeah, we were both playing Walpole, so I bet they were in the same situation as it was unfortunate, but
what's wrong with the double header?
I know. You know?
Like Walpole Gloucester, that would have been legit. But
yeah,
I mean, bottom line, you got to do the job on the ice no matter who's in the stands. But, you know, who are some of those field hockey teammates that, just like you, carried on from a great field hockey season, quarterfinals in that one, losing to the runner up in the state, Newburyport, who, by the way, like really performed well in that state final, right? Three goals against Watertown.
Yeah. I know, rooted for them, but yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a win when you lose 4-3 to Watertown in field hockey. But talk about some of those, just like you, those field hockey teammates that kind of carried over and were a significant part of the ice fishermen this year.
Yeah, me, Lily Pregen, Ari Scola, Abby Lothers, Keegan Jewell. I think that's like half of our team that plays consistently pretty much. So I think just having that, like being around each other for the majority of the year. A lot of us played lacrosse together too. So I think just having that chemistry and like really spending time working together really helps us on the ice, just knowing where we're going to be and communicating.
Nice. And where did you find yourself on the ice this year mostly? And is that a role that's changed or kind of stayed the same throughout your career?
I think I like on defense, I like being able to see the whole ice, you know, and like help control the game and, you know, set up the nice pass and just maintain possession. So I think, again, with like a stronger offense, I was able to step back and do that more this year.
Yeah. And I know track's coming up for you, outdoor track. I believe Manchester Essex, do they co-op with you guys for outdoor track?
Yeah, them in Rockport.
Okay. Did you have any field hockey games against Manchester Essex this past fall?
We did a scrimmage with them before the tournament, but it wasn't very official. We had.
Yeah. Who would have thought, like, in this little corner of Cape Ann, there's two of the best field hockey teams in the state.
I know. I got to play a little more there. They're a good team.
Yeah. And back when I was like the sports editor of the Gloucester Times, early 2000s, you weren't even born yet. Rockport was the team to beat back then even. So so the last 20 years or so, you got Cape Ann field hockey really stepping it up, consistent. But so what is next for you track-wise? What are you going to focus on events?
I think sprints, so just getting faster.
Yeah, like with like the short ones, the middle.
Yeah, like the 200 and the 400, probably.
Okay. 400 is pretty grueling. Isn't that like a basically a full sprint around the track?
Yeah.
that is grueling for sure. There's no pacing yourself in that one. You just kind of, done that before that event?
No, this is my first year doing track.
So. Oh, okay. And what comes next athletically and academically, you know, for after high school?
I'm going to Skidmore College. I'm going to be playing field hockey there.
Oh, sweet. New York, right?
Yeah, upstate.
We, late 90s, Salem State baseball, we played against Skidmore. And that was the day where, without details, we were in trouble by our coach. And we were going to forfeit the game, but he instead made us play it in the boiling hot Florida sun. And we got killed. And that was our punishment. And I saw some of the Skidmore kids in, like, Burger King after, and they were laughing. Like, oh, yeah, that's the kid who pitched and, like, got lit up. I go, yeah, that's me. That's B-Boys. Interesting little nugget there. So Skidmore, yeah. So what was the appeal for Skidmore for you?
I mean, it's in Saratoga Springs, so they have, I think that was just like, it's a really nice town. So I think that was like a big factor of it. And I really like the coach and the girls, you know, the campus is beautiful. So I think it's a smaller school, which I think way better for me when it comes to learning academically, but I really just loved everything about the school, the town, the team. So I'm excited for next year.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the academic focus again? What's that going to be?
Physics. And then I'm probably going to find a minor. So
still thinking about. Yeah. What is an example of like a career after physics? Like what could you possibly do? It seems like a lot of way you can go a lot of ways with that.
Yeah. I'd like to get my master's for engineering. So
nice.
Yeah. That's,
so some kind of engineering. Is there a reason you jumped into that other than your own personal like love for it? Was there any like family that was engineering?
No, I don't know. I like math and I like engineering just in physics. It's just fun and it interests me a lot. So
yeah. What's the first, like, do you have like your first report date for captain's practices or anything like that?
No, not yet.
Right. A little early for that. Yeah. So they'll let you know kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool. So the track thing is really all about continuing to get like having a forced reason to stay in shape.
Yeah. Right. Help me prepare for next year. So.
Where you've been like just slinging it since like the fall. And I'm sure you got to have at least to give yourself a week or so to just, you know, calm down and relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you told me like earlier in the week that you'd have a potential like last practice with the girls, you know, kind of like a send off kind of thing, you know, that kind of thing. You sound like you're a really close bunch if you're going to have one more gathering, even though the season's over.
But I think there's like 10 seniors on the team. So that's been most together since freshman year, even like throughout Cape and youth hockey. So I think it is kind of. It's sad to see like this is like our last time on the ice together. So I think it'll be nice to have one last practice to just like have some fun and just play together one last time.
Yeah, 100%. How's the summer for you? I mean, it's a lot of workouts and stuff like that, but are you going to keep yourself busy, put a few bucks into your pocket at a certain job?
Yeah, I work at Long Beach Dairy Maid.
So. Oh, there you go. We might have talked about this before, I think, possibly. Or someone else who's a student athlete of the week for the Cape Ann Savings Bank also worked at Long Beach. Who did I talk to? Jeez, was it Rockport, and she plays soccer and softball for Rockport. Carly Lorden.
Yeah, she works there
too.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. You split the tips with Carly, or you know, you guys get your own tips.
We get our own.
Oh. You do. You have your own little jar. Like. Nice. What's your, I think I asked Carly, so I got to ask you, what's your go-to ice cream there at Long Beach?
I like, there's like a peanut butter caramel cookie dough. It's really.
That's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah. I didn't, but it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like sorbet too. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. That's refreshing. And this is a nice summer treat for sure. All right, cool. Well, you know, this has been a great catch up once again. A lot of folks that listen to the show know your story very well, and it continues. It continues on. Best of luck for the track season, and we wish you nothing but the best in college. And, of course, at the Long Beach Dairy Maid. Hope you have many summer nights with good tips.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Ella Costa, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Thanks for joining us. Have a good night.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Up next, the Moynihan Lumber.
Moynihan? The Moynihan.
Why don't you just say it, Dom?
That's a good one.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro here, and joining us is our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Katie Campersall, captain of Peabody Linfield North Reading Girls Hockey, who, at the time of this interview, is still trekking along, moving their way towards that tournament state title game. We know they're going to get there. We're sending good vibes. But what's going on, Katie?
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We have to have you because you're a great student athlete. You want
to? Yeah, I guess so.
Thank yourself. All right. So let's talk. Division One ice hockey girls. First game coming out with that 1-0 win over Winchester. That was a heart attack game. And then you come back a few days later with another heart attack game, 2-1 win over Pope Francis. Take me to the Pope Francis game. I know there was some wild finishes. They were crushing the net. You guys didn't let it go through. You got the job done.
Yeah, that game was definitely crazy. I think we all came in with the mentality like we cannot play like we just played against Winchester, or else we're not, like, this game is not going to go in our favor. So we all kind of came in knowing that we had to give 100% and play like our season is on the line, because it is every single game. It got rocky towards the end when we were on a 5-on-3 and they actually scored to tie it up. But, I tried to calm the girls down, let them know that we still have, like, I think they scored with like 9 minutes left. We still had 9 minutes left to finish the game out, and next shift, or like the shift after that, one of our lines went out and just went out banging, booming. Like, they literally went out firing and just put the puck in, which is great. And then with like 10 seconds left, I'm in the box. One of our assistant captains comes into the box. So it's a 6-on-3 at this point because they pull the goalie. Ooh. So that was pretty nerve-wracking, but we got it down. Our goalie's phenomenal. So
yeah. Who was making those saves in net during that 6-on-3, 5-on-3? It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, I know. She's amazing. She's very good.
Yeah, and who was it for the net?
Elise Moody.
Okay.
Moody. What? She's a junior at North Reading.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're a captain, right? So who do you captain the team with?
Yasmin Jackalone. She's from Peabody.
Okay. So two Peabody kids are the captains. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm from Linfield.
Oh, you're Linfield. Sorry.
I'm Linfield.
I was thinking Linfield. The team Peabody. So we get a Linfield Peabody captain. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. My head's straight.
No, yeah.
But you as a captain, though, like according to the Salem News article, I mean, it seems like you just took on, you take on such a leadership role, literally. Like you're on the ice, calming everyone down in these tense moments.
Take
me to the most tense moment you had in this Pope Francis game and what you said to the girls to kind of focus them.
Yeah, it was after the 5-on-3. Obviously, I was trying to calm everyone down because, like, when we do get scored on, we start playing frantically, and like we are not calm at all. And I actually had a conversation with my coach the practice before the game about how I'm gonna have to be able to calm them down, because I do get in my head a lot, especially when they score. I and if it's like if I'm on the ice, I will completely take it out of myself and I get in my own head. And I knew that I couldn't do that or else we would not, like, I couldn't do that. I could not take my mentally check myself out of that game. So I was like, if I'm not mentally checking myself out, neither is anyone else. So I made sure that they knew that we still had 10 minutes left to play and that it's going to come down to whoever wants it more.
Yeah. Elite Eight now. Have you guys been to this level before in your career?
Yeah. Yeah. We went to Elite Eight last year and maybe the year before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the hump you want to get over. Like this,
this is where we can't get past.
Hey, but you, the fact is you got there again and now you have presented yourself for that opportunity to do so. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that you have one of your biggest challenges you'll see. The number What do we know? What do we know about Notre Dame of Hingham?
We don't know much. Obviously, we've never played them. They are not in our league at all. They were in D2 for a while. I'm pretty sure they came up last year. Last year was their first one in D1, and they made it to Final Four.
Wow.
So they are definitely, I watched like a little film. It's also like hard to find stuff on them. I don't know why, but they're fast. Their goalie's good. Their defenders are strong. I've texted a few friends from St. Mary's, Arlington, Malding Catholic, trying to get like a rundown on them. They're just saying like, you guys can keep up with them, but they're a very fast, skilled team. They're pretty equal to us. So I think that if we come out playing like we played against Pope Francis, we should be fine.
Yeah. Katie Campersall is here. Linfield student, captain of the Peabody Linfield North, PLNR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you wear the Peabody uniforms? Like whose uniforms do you, or is it like a combo?
We have PLNR ones and then we also have Bulls. Cause that's like the banners. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, good. So it's like your own unique identity. And you mentioned St. Mary's. You were texting some friends from them, like the actual varsity team.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're in the Elite Eight too, right? They're playing.
They're playing Shrewsbury on Thursday.
Yeah. So I know Cardinal Sin against tournament is to talk about the next step when you have the Elite Eight in front of you. But I have to ask. Have you thought of that possibility of playing St. Mary's in the finals? You have like good friends from your own town there, possibly?
Yeah. None of them are from Linfield, but like I've played with a lot of the girls. But like you said, we still have a hard path to go down and as well as they do.
Nice. So Katie, like, tell me, you know, these two games, obviously you weren't too happy with the Winchester performance, super happy with Pope Francis. What kind of things do you want to see more of in this game? Well, at the time of this recording, this game was coming. At the time this airs on our website, it was last night. But that said, what do you want to see more of from the team and less of?
I definitely think that a key in tournament, especially for us, is not drawing any penalties. I mean, no, not getting any penalties. We definitely want to draw the penalties. Not receiving any penalties. Once we get further in the tournament, most of these teams have pretty good power plays that they have practiced all year. And so we don't want to get any penalties. I think that our key on Sunday night was we kept our feet moving. We were aggressive. We were winning all the 50-50 battles. Like, I think we just need to bring like the intensity and keep it throughout the whole game, because a lot of the times we will have a period off or a few minutes off, which could cost us the game. So we have to make sure that we're playing the full 45 minutes.
Well said. Absolutely well said. So give me the scoop on your whole season, like the whole body of work for Katie Campersall. You know, you had goals coming in, I'm sure. And it seems like things went so well. I mean, captain, 13 goals, 9 assists in the regular season. Where were you at in terms of what you wanted to do for the team and where you kind of are right now?
Yeah, I definitely knew that I had to step up this season. Being a senior captain, I mean, the past 3 years have been great. I've always looked up to my captains, especially my freshman year. And I knew that we were going to have coming freshmen who were going to look up to me. And I knew that I was going to have to be a leader and, you know, just set the tone. The girls look up to me, which I really like they respect me and I respect them. So I know that, like, if I fool around at practice, they'll fool around at practice. So I have to make sure that's happened a few times. So I have to make sure that I'm locked in all the time. And so they'll lock in. For goals and like assists, it all just kind of came. I'm grateful for all the girls that I play with. They're phenomenal. And I would not have gotten any of those points without them.
Awesome. All right. Now, and in the fall, you did soccer and upcoming is softball. Is that still the plan?
Yeah.
All right. How did soccer go for you overall?
Soccer was a great season. We made it to Final Four and we lost to the one seed in penalty kicks, which was a hard way to go out.
Yeah.
But we made a great run. I've actually never held up a Final Four banner in all 4 years at Linfield High.
Oh, you've been there, but you just haven't. Oh, man. This is the time to do it. You're going to do it. All you need is two more measly wins, and you got that.
I know. That I was telling my friends, because, like, since we won it for soccer, like, we were holding the trophy. I was like, that's going to be me, guys.
Right. Yeah. And the boys had a tremendous season, too. They won the state title, right, in soccer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were very good.
Girls Final Four, boys state title winners.
Our soccer program's usually always pretty good.
You guys can walk around Marketplace pretty, like, proud, you know?
Yeah.
around Christmas time, because that's basically the end of the soccer season, right? Like Thanksgiving, and then Christmas comes. All right, and then softball. What are the prospects for the Pioneers there?
Our softball team's not always the strongest, but I can't say we don't try. We go out there, we have a good time. We seeded 24 last year, and we actually beat NDA in our first round. But we got a new coach last year and he's been great so far. Really rebuilding our program, you know, just we go out there every day and just love what we do, even if we're not the best team.
Sweet. Well, hey, you know what? You never know. Softball.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, softball is one of those sports, especially you get a hot pitcher, you can win a state.
Oh, 100%. We have a good pitcher too. And she's definitely been working on the off season as well. So.
One hot pitcher can, like, win you a state title.
Oh, 100%. We say that all the time.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. And how about academically? Let's shift the conversation over there. What's, you know, some of the things you're focusing on academically? I know your grades are way up there. And what potentially may you, you know, focus on after high school?
Yeah. So I haven't decided on a college yet, but as of right now, I'm planning on doing psychology on a pre-law track to be a lawyer.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the plan.
Is there any inspiration particularly around that? Like with a family member or?
Not like particularly. My friend's mom's a lawyer. And I remember we did like our freshman year, like kind of during the heat of COVID, like the summer going into sophomore year, me and my friend like did like a little internship with her mom. And like, we would just go up to the law firm and like, we would go through like old study, like cases and like,
yeah,
we would look through those. And that kind of caught my interest. And then I take AP psychology this year and I really enjoy it. So.
Sweet. Is there a college choice yet?
I have not made a choice yet. No.
Okay. Do you have like a short list, places you've been accepted and like top three kind of thing?
I haven't really narrowed it down. It's really like, it's stressful.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's definitely stressful.
You have to do all that work on top of your regular high school athletics and academics.
Oh yeah. Fall was definitely crazy.
And how about summer? You find yourself in a job, putting a few bucks in your pocket before college?
I usually nanny in the summer for this family just in Linfield. So I'll probably do that again.
Oh, that's easy. You got that locked up every summer. Huh?
Oh yeah. Good. Yeah. It's easy.
You got to have spending money at X future college.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Katie. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's no joke. That's a North Shore wide award and it's awesome. And we wish you the best of luck. I mean, when people are listening to this, there will be an outcome of that game against Notre Dame of Hingham, and we're hoping it's in favor of the North Shore squad, Peabody Lynch, North Reading. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good night. We'll talk soon.
Yes, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, the guest section of the show is over with. Thank you to our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month and our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We're going to move on to, we're going to split up the North Shore Winter Sports Report into two segments. We're going to go hockey first, talk about hockey right now, and then we'll move on to basketball and give you the latest and greatest from the tournament, see how the North Shore teams are doing. Let's start with, let's go over to Division I, boys hockey. So what's happening? We got the St. John's Prepsters, the number one seed, having a good start. You know, Lincoln Sudbury, they beat them 6-2. They beat Wellesley 7-1, and now they got Hingham. So Prep and Hingham, that's the number one versus eight seed in the Elite Eight, Stoneham Marina, Thursday night, tonight, 7:30 p.m. And they'll get the winner of Xaverian and Franklin if they move on. There are no other North Shore teams left in that division. We talked a little bit about Division Two in our opener, Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week. And again, Masconama and Newburyport are your teams left. Now, Kyle Godet, the Newburyport News, did a great article about, very explanatory journalism, I guess you can call it, on the fact that Newburyport last night, by the time of this recording, it's over with and done, but it was a 7:30 game on Wednesday night, O'Brien Ice Rink in Woburn. Problem is, Newburyport, seeded fifth, is going to four-seeded Woburn at their own rink. Now, it's a predetermined set of neutral sites from the Elite Eight on, and, you know, the host team has the option of saying, we understand that's unfair, we'll go somewhere else, but Woburn didn't do that. Probably this starts with the MIAA just kind of building in a more sensible predetermined set. I'm sure they'll come back at me with like, well, you don't know how it goes. You have to get contracts and permits, and you can't just throw teams in any rink. Well, actually, you can. I mean, I would, do something like, hey, here's the Elite Eight. In this round, we will have a predetermined site, but we have a plan B. Here's our plan B. If one of those teams is the host of the predetermined site, right? So just some common sense maneuvers next year, hopefully, that they can bake into their guidelines, procedures, protocols to avoid, a team hosting an Elite Eight game where it's supposed to be a neutral site, But the fact is, hopefully Newburyport came out on top because we want those North Shore teams rolling along, Masco and Duxbury, Thursday night at 5. They'll get the winner of Concord, Carlisle, Boston Latin if they win that one. And Woburn and Newburyport get the winner of Tewksbury, Auburn. So we're down to the Elite Eight for that one. Good stuff. Let's move on to boys hockey Division III. Check on our North Shore teams at that. See if we got a pulse there still. We do. Marblehead making one of its. They won in 2011. They won the state title. We'll see if Marblehead can get back to the top. They got Scituate. Well, they had Scituate last night, 5:30 at Gallo Arena. And Marblehead, their path has been a 7-2 win over Foxborough, 3-1 win over Methuen. And now they had Scituate last night. If they won that last night, they would get the winner of also last night's game, Shawshene Valley and Medfield. Shawshene number 2, Marblehead number 6 seed, facing number 3 seed in Scituate last night. The other side of the bracket's got West Springfield, Somerset, Berkeley Regional, Grafton, Pembroke, and Nauset going at it. So we'll see how those shake out. Division 4, we'll give a check. We are in the Elite Eight for that one as well. And our top-seeded Winthrop Vikings are cruising along. 9-2 win over Tri-County Regional, 6-1 win over Hudson, and last night they had Ashland, the number... Wow, upstart team, 4-11-3 in the Elite Eight, number 24, Ashland. Oh, my goodness. Ashland knocking off Martha's Vineyard, number 8. They knocked off, who else? At Medway, too, the number 9 team. So Cinderella Ashland moving along here. Losing record, they can win the state title. Has it happened yet? Has it happened in any sport where a team won the state title with a losing record? I don't think so, but... that'll be special if they do. That'll bring out the, oh my goodness, this is flawed state postseason rankings. But Winthrop and Ashland go at it. Stoneham Arena on Wednesday night, unfortunately, after press deadline. Same bracket side as them is sandwiched over Sherbourne. On the other side, Norwell, Hanover, Nantucket, Stoneham. Okay, that covers us for the boys. Let's go to the girls, Division One. Peabody. Was last night. We talked to Katie Campersall about that. Linfield's own captain of that team, very important part. Had a great conversation with her, and hopefully that they knock off the number one seed, Notre Dame Hingham, who they played last night in Watertown. And on the same side of that bracket, Malden Catholic versus Hingham, and on the other side, St. Mary's. Like we said, that's going to be a game at Watertown as well on Thursday night. So what's funny is you'll probably see Katie Campersall and friends maybe go down right back to the Watertown Arena the next night on Thursday night to watch St. Mary's Shrewsbury. I know Katie's got some friends on that team. And Belmont, Archbishop Williams are the other two still alive, and they're in the Elite Eight on Thursday night as well. So we'll see. You know, Peabody could get into the semifinals of the state, possibly. So we shall see. How about... Division Two, anyone left North Shore wise for that? Nope, we're going to move on and call it quits. So we're going to take a break and then finish up the second half of our North Shore Winter Sports Report with a look into the basketball tournament. All kinds of hot action going on there.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it. This is the second half of our North Shore Winter Sports Report and the final segment of the show. And we're looking at basketball now. So boys basketball, it starts with Division III. No more teams from the North Shore left in 1 and 2. Newburyport win over Tantaskwa Regional 79-58. Puts them in the Elite Eight against the winner of Charlestown Abington. Hadn't been decided as of press time. On the other side of the bracket, we are looking at the round of 16 still being played out as of last night, Salem and Old Rochester. So if Salem wins, they will get into the round of 8 against the winner of Dover Sherburne Aponequit, whatever. And that's it. So Newburyport on one side, Salem on the other. Newburyport 17-3, the 8th seed. Salem 13-7, the 15th seed, coming into the tournament. Let's move on to boys basketball Division 4. And a North Shore matchup coming at us the night before this show aired in the round of 16, Georgetown and Linvo Tech. Whoever wins that one will face the Wareham squad in the round of 8, so guaranteed to get a North Shore team in the round of 8 for Division 4 in that one. Manchester Essex has moved on to the round of 8. Great story with the Hornets. Only one loss this year. They're the number 5 seed. So they beat, who did Manchester Essex beat to get there? Frontier Regional 75-47. Tingsboro, they absolutely crushed them 77-36. So they are in the round of 8. And they shall await the winner of Millbury New Heights Charter. What I am tracking in this one is the potential Cape Ann League rival, Thanksgiving rival matchup between Georgetown and Manchester Essex in the state semifinals. So what I love about this statewide bracket, you can have these local teams compete in a state title. I just think that's so cool. So that was Division 4. We'll take a quick check at Division 5, see if we have a pulse from the North Shore left in that one. And it doesn't look that way. Oh, it does. Well, Rockport. They were playing on Wednesday night against Drury. Rockport had a 63-48 win over Neighborhood House. Where the heck is that one? So Rockport wins. They're in the round of 8. This is historic stuff. Rockport, I can't remember the last time they went this far. We have to look at the record books for that one. But round of 8 is calling the Vikings if they came out with that win against Drury last night. 13-7 record for Drury, coming in 12-8 for Rockport. That's 11 seeded Rockport and 6 seeded Drury. How about Division 1 girls basketball? We have some, we know the state champions are gone. Andover, they got smoked by Woburn. They're out of it. And North Shore-wise, you know, Peabody got smoked by Woburn. Woburn's looking pretty darn good. Number 4 seed at 16-4. They're killing everybody. Peabody, Andover, and they play Bridgewater-Raynham at Woburn in the round of 8, 7 o'clock on Friday night. But that's about it for North Shore. Peabody was really your only hope in that one. Girls basketball, Division 2, sticking with the ladies here. Let's see. Are we done? Are we done in Division 2? I think so, yeah. Division 3, I know we still have some teams left in there. Pentucket Regional plays Friday night in the round of 8 against Foxborough, and that's on the road at Foxborough. Same side of the bracket as Hanover St. Mary's. So two North Shore wins get you a state final on Friday night, state semifinal, excuse me. St. Mary's, the defending state champs, playing at Hanover, the number four seed. That's five versus four. So Jeff Newhall's crew is carrying along as they do in the postseason. 62-33 over Dedham, 68-40 over Appanequa and Pawtucket's Road so far. Pope Francis, 47-41 win over Pope Francis, and then they beat Dover Sherbourne by 5, 52-47. Now they get Foxborough. On the other side of that bracket is Newburyport. So Newburyport on Friday night, you could have a three North Shore team semifinal, three out of the four. If Newburyport beats Medway, which is the number three seed, and Newburyport is the number 27 seed at 10-10. And then Norwell and Sandwich up. So these are all Friday night. So after Friday night, tomorrow night, we are going to see if we can get three North Shore state semifinalists in Division III, girls basketball Division IV. Let's see if we have a pulse on the North Shore. I know Hamilton Wyndham was in the round of 16, but they lost to South Hadley. And that's going to do it. We don't have any Division IV teams. I lied again. Georgetown snuck up on me. Playing last night at Tingsboro. So if they get there in the round of 8, they'll play the winner of Northbridge and Bourne. Finally, for basketball and the show, Division 5 girls. What do we have? What do we have? A lot of matchups are set. I don't see any North Shore teams hanging around on that one. So we're going to call it a show. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to everybody who tuned in and listened to me once again. We're here every week. Kelly Media runs a ship. Dom DeCastro, North Shore Sports Desk. Next week, state semifinals. Maybe some matchups set for finals. I'm not sure if we'll have it by the deadline. We'll see. But thanks, everybody. See you next week.